right. We do have joining us this morning, Deb Waterman. Deb, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
How you doing?
Good.
Well, here we are. School's underway, and it's been underway now for good almost 2 months, I think, or
month and a half.
Month and a half, at least. But things are a little different. Obviously, face masks have become a mandatory piece of clothing right now to wear. And there's been some other different kind of guidelines that have been set, and we're going to kind of talk about some of those today and maybe how we can help out students from O'Neill Public and St. Mary's School. And I guess the biggest issue is the drinking fountains have obviously been closed.
Yes.
So you can't go to the drinking fountain and get a drink of water like the good old days right now due to the COVID-19. And lunch menus, the lunch times have been changed a little bit to avoid big crowds and everything like that. And it's kind of just a little bit of a disruption in the kids' school day with water and also obviously with maybe lunch hours different than what they're used to. It's kind of changed things up a bit, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. Having a conversation with my son last week, the students bring a thermos of water. However, that thermos is not going to last kids for the whole day. So therefore, they are being provided bottled water. There has been some people that have donated bottled water, some financial assistance. However, that supply is getting low. So in order to help so these kids have bottled water, I thought it'd be a good idea if we could just get the community together and just do a bottled water drive where we can see if we can, you know, stock up on that water supply. We'd like to have it go for 2 weeks. And anybody can call the school after that time and just ask, you know, do you need water? How are you sitting for water? And I'm sure they would be glad to take it.
You bet. And whether you'd like to donate a case of water, or if you want to go buy 10 cases of water, or if you don't have time to run and get water and you want to make a cash donation, that's all being accepted, right?
Yes, it is. And we're also taking cash donations for snacks. And as you said, their lunches are spaced out because they cannot have everybody in the lunchroom like we used to do years ago.
Right.
And the parents right now are sending snacks with their children. But we thought it would be a little easier if, you know, there may be some kids that forget their snacks. They may not be able to send snacks, that we could have somebody from the school actually go purchase those snacks with some of those donations, so that the kids are guaranteed a snack during the day.
You bet. And this is for both O'Neill Public and St. Mary's schools, because both schools are doing the same system right now with the water and the snacks.
So. Yes, it is. It's for both schools.
You bet. And like we said, it is just a kind of an inconvenience. And the kids, like we said, with the schools having to use a little expenditures there to get some bottled water. So this is a chance to help the students, not only the students, but also the schools as well.
Yes. And, you know, normally O'Neill's a great community. So, I mean, anytime somebody's needing help, people are there to help out. So, you know, if you have a lot of people helping, it makes that burden less for, you know, each individual. It just kind of helps everybody out.
You bet. Now, like we said, they can make a donation if they want to drop off bottles of, you know, a case of water or whatever like that. They can do that. Or if they want to make a cash donation. And the O'Neill Public School Administrative Office is the drop-off spot. So don't take them to the schools. Take them to the administrative office, and they'll get them to both O'Neill Public and St. Mary's schools.
Yes, because they do not want to have a lot of people going into the schools. The administrative office will be accepting both the cases of water and cash donations. Just let them know that it's for the Water Snack Fund. And if somebody, you know, doesn't want to drop off cash, if they want to send a check, just make that check out to O'Neill Public Schools. But be sure to either write in the memo box or put a little note with it that it's for snacks and water.
You bet. And, like we said, we know we live in a great area here, and it's definitely a kind of a different time for the kids. And there are some water filling stations at the high school, and I think the elementary might have one or two. But that also takes a lot of time out of the day, and if the kids can have a bottle of water ready to go, that would also save a little bit of time there at the water fountain.
Yes, it does. And if there is somebody that, you know, they don't want to go to the store or they don't want to send a check and they just need somebody to stop by, maybe they have water at their house already, they can give me a call.
Okay.
And I would be more than happy to stop by, pick it up, help them out, whatever they need Need done.
All right. And Deb, what's your phone number?
I'm going to give you my cell, 402-340-0065.
All right. And like we said, this is something that you just kind of thought this would be a good way to help out. It's not in any organization doing this or anything like that. It's just a community pitching in and helping out with this situation.
Nope, just a community helping out. And we're just going to set this drive until October 9th. And then, like I said, if there's, you know, anybody could call their respective school and just say, are you needing any water or funds for snack? Because I think we're in this for a long-term thing.
So. Right. Yep. It'll last a while, I'm sure. So, all right. And again, like we said, they can drop off your donation at the O'Neill Public School Administrative Office, just north of the courthouse there, just east of St. Patrick's Church. They'll be glad to take your donations there. And if they have any questions, Deb, as you said, call you at 340-0065.
That's correct.
So, all right. Anything else this morning?
Nope, that's it. Thank you. I appreciate
all
the
right.
time.
Hopefully we can get a lot of nice donations in and help the kids out here throughout the school year.
I think we can. We're a great community.
Thanks for coming up with us, Deb.
Thanks.
Deb Waterman there. And again, if you'd like to help out, again, by donating a case of water or a cash donation or a check donation, you can drop it off at the O'Neill Public School Administrative Office. The water and the snacks will be distributed to both O'Neill Public and St. Mary's Schools. And let's help the kids out here during this time.